Okay, good morning, everybody. We're up to the fifth pasuk of Ashrei on this Monday morning. Hadar kevod hodecha v'divrei nefosecha zicha. So to begin with, the Malbim explains that Hadar, like pre-eitz Hadar, the esrog or hider mitzvah, is something which is nireis la'ayin, which is visible. Kevod hodecha, the glory of that which is not visible, it's sort of an inner light. The Targum Yonasan in Uziel seems to confirm this. Targum Yonasan is that Hod is Ziv. Like when Moshe was transferring his glory to Yehoshua, the pasuk says, V'nasata mehodecha alav. It wasn't something that was visible. It was a certain inner aura. So Hadar kevod hodecha. So Hashem has Hod. He has inner glory. And yet, aspects of it, but only aspects of it, not all of it, become appreciable, tangible, visible, not Hashem himself, obviously. But the glory of Hashem's inner hod, which is the true light, so that becomes visible, and that is something that is beautiful to behold, that is splendorous. Hadar kvod hodecha v'divrei nitflo secha asicha. So we have a machlokas here between the Radak and the Ibn Ezra, what asicha means. So the Radak assumes, v'divrei nefosecha asicha, that I will take all of those wondrous things that you do and I will share them with the world, right? Asicha lifnei Adam. The Ibn Ezra takes the opposite approach, v'divrei nefosecha asicha, ani asichenu im levavi. It's something that I will consider and I will contemplate. So it's really interesting here, if you put together, on the one hand, the Malbim's observation, conjoined with the machlokas between the Ibn Ezra and the Radak, because you have two halves of the pasuk. Hadar, kevod hodecha. Hadar, the outward. Hodecha, the inner glory. And then the machlokas between the Ibn Ezra and the Radak, to whom, you know, are the divrei niflaos being relayed? So according to the Radak, you know, im b'nei Adam. According to the Ibn Ezra inwardly, right? Ani asichem, ani asichenu, rather, im levavi, it's something for a person to contemplate. So perhaps we might suggest, you know, in light of the comment of the Malbim, that just as only part of God's glory, the inner glory, emanates outward and is visible, hadar kevod hodecha. So maybe, you know, when it comes to the Ibn Ezra and the Radak, we don't have to choose. And we could say that, you know, for the most part, the Ibn Ezra is correct. It'll be part of an internal conversation. But that to an extent, you know, this is something that I will, you know, share. Like, you know, Avram was Kori B'Shem Hashem, and Yitzchak was Kori B'Shem Hashem, Ahavehu Al Habrios. So that part of, you know, part of the mission of Avas Hashem, part of that mandate is, of course, to share that with other people. So it obviously, you know, mostly is something that permeates a person's inner consciousness and sense of awareness, sense of perspective in the world. But there's a part of that which flows outwardly, just like part of the hod is visible and becomes the hadar. So what we really have in this pasuk is the sense that, you know, Hashem's glory is really beyond that which can possibly be outwardly appreciated. Analogously, our own appreciation of Hashem is mostly inward. V'divrei nefosecha asicha, ni asichenu im levavi, says the Ibn Ezra, but part of it does spill into the outer realm or share these sentiments with other people. But again, I would say that, like, the primary emphasis here is on the inner space, and we all can have that inner conversation. Ani asichenu im levavi, I guess, like Yitzchak Avinu himself was having. You know, assuming, like, you know, the Chazal's version, that he was just having this private conversation with Hashem. So that's something which is important, that a person should have an inner world, which is a very rich and a deep space, which is animated by a sense of reflection on a relationship with our Creator, in the sense that a person is truly never alone and always has that relationship to reflect on, to contemplate about, and to be filled with that sense. The Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tshuva, when he talks about the Ove Me Ahava, this is really the strong sense that you get from, you know, that Rambam, is he shoge ba tamid, this is person ben b'shivto, ben b'kumo, who has this kind of a God obsession and is always having this inner conversation about his relationship with Hashem. So again, this is not exhibitionism. Hatznei alecha sim elokecha. And I remember Lichtenstein talking about, you know, the one's relationship with Hashem being the Kodesh Kadashim of a person. It's by definition something which is very, very private. So to the extent that it, you know, translates outwardly, in the sense of the Radak, sometimes that's necessary and sometimes that's appropriate. But for the most part, like the Hod relative to the Hadar, most of it stays internal and it's part of what makes our relationship with Hashem so meaningful and so rich. Everybody have a wonderful day.